Namaste, Sat Sri Akal, Assalamu Alaikum. This past year has been challenging for us all, with many of us losing our loved ones.
But we will be reunited with our friends and family. All we have to do is just take the vaccine.
Many in our community have suffered the most, largely due to our efforts on the front line at the NHS or as key workers.
Looking after others and serving our community is what we do. It's how we've been brought up.
That's why we have such immense pride when a family member becomes a doctor or a nurse. We have so much respect for them. They need our respect now more than ever.
Today, those doctors and scientists have found us a way forward. A COVID-19 vaccine that will help save lives.
There is no scientific evidence to suggest that the vaccine will work differently for people from ethnic minorities.
In fact, the scientists who developed one of the most widely used vaccines are Muslim.
The vaccine does not include pork or any material of fetal or animal origin.
The vaccine does not contain the virus itself, only harmless elements from it.
Taking the vaccine is the only way to boost your immunity against COVID for you and your loved ones.
The vaccine was available quickly because of a global effort.
Because huge funds were made available by governments around the world.
So something that would normally take years took just months.
It's very, very rare for vaccines to have a long-term side effect. But what we do know is that COVID-19's long-term implications are deadly.
The COVID-19 vaccines have gone through the same strict processes and regulations as other vaccines, such as for measles, mumps, rubella and TB.
There is no chip or tracker in the vaccine to keep watching where you go. Your mobile phone actually does a much better job of that.
Pregnant women are not excluded from the vaccine, but should discuss their case with a doctor.
There's also no evidence to suggest the vaccine affects fertility.
Herd immunity is not an option, as many millions will need to be infected, causing a disastrous number of deaths.
The vaccine does not change or damage our DNA. Not taking the vaccine can damage us more.
Three of my aunties and one of my uncles have had the vaccine.
My mum has had the vaccine.
My dad has had the vaccine.
My mum and dad have had the vaccine.
My parents have had the vaccine.
My mum's had the vaccine and my dad's appointment is booked.
I was initially nervous, but now I've had it, I'm really pleased.
My sister's had the vaccine and I can't wait until it's my turn.
You may not always trust what you hear and what you see, but you can trust the vaccine.
Just one simple step will mean we can once again eat, drink, pray and hug together.
Not only will you be saving your life, but you'll be saving other lives too. And there can be no better gift than that. Thank you.